Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today FM.
On average, 13.5 billion of these are made every day across the globe. What are they? Kieran, what do you think?
Morning, Ian. Kieran O'Loughlin here in Ennis. Just straight off, not a clue if it's right or not. Would it be Lego pieces? Because they're pretty small and there's a lot of Lego.
Yeah.
Love to show you. Thank you.
Thank you, Kieran. Thank you very much. Good to have you with us. Not Lego, though, I'm afraid. Good one, though, because there are absolutely millions. I saw a stat there, I think it was yesterday, saying that there are more kind of Lego, creatures, you know, people and all this kind of thing, there are in the world. The population of Lego people is more than actual people. Declan is there as well. Hi, Declan.
Morning, Ian. Declan here. Is it excuses my kids not to do what they're told? Good luck.
Okay, could be a little light issue going on in Declan's house at the moment. Having two babies, I'm going to guess nappies. This is from Shauna. So having two babies, I'm going to guess nappies. Need plenty of them. Okay, that's not right, Shauna, but I'd say a lot of nappies are made. But who's counting, eh? Ice cubes, says Keith. Well, yeah, there would be a lot of ice cubes. Every bar, every restaurant, every home you go into, there's going to be ice cubes knocking around. So 13.5 billion every day. That's a good guess, Keely. Thank you very much. Shay Gowan, who is in Mayo, he says on the question, on average, 13.5 billion of these are made every day across the globe. What are they? He says, is it chocolate digestives made by McVitie's? How specific is that? No, it's not that, but thank you very much for having a go there, Shay. I do believe we've got a correct answer. Tommy's in Offaly. How are you, Tommy? So he's on a voice note. Let's see what he's got to say and see what it is, because I still haven't got a clue. On average 13.5 billion of these are made every day across the globe. What are they? Tommy, come on.
It's Tommy and Clara in County Offaly. Phone calls, you know.
Yes, we didn't go in the right direction. Phone calls.
And a male crab species, which is named after the actor David Hasselhoff, grow bigger claws than their female counterparts so they can fight each other for a mate. This, and researchers now in the universities of Portsmouth and Southampton in England discover the difference in claw size when monitoring the Hoff crabs.
The Hoff, yeah.
The Hoff.
Right, okay. Yeah. So they grow bigger claws.
Yeah.
You'd think they would have seen that a long time ago, wouldn't you?
They all, they just about the claws, but they have a hairy chest, apparently.
Really?
So that's why they're called the Hoff.
I see.
I can hear Shauna laughing in the background.
Can you? Yeah.
She's just got a mental image there.
Yeah. She's very taken by that story, to be honest.
She'll be
with you.
Straight away now
she
to Google them.
She wants more information. She wants to do a deep dive on that one. Declan, how's the man? How are you settling in Wexford?
Oh, Jesus, Ian, it's been a long time now, yeah.
It says here you're undercover in Wexford, yeah?
I moved there. I actually emigrated 29 years this year, September,
really?
Yeah.
Hang on a second, I heard a little bit about Wexford's.
I know, Sir Lucas. You have to adapt to blend in.
And is exactly. And what about Ellie? Is Ellie from Wexford as well?
Yeah, she's originally born and bred down here. Yeah.
And you have the two kids as well.
Yeah, well, one is an adult now. Molly is 21, and then there's Lucy. She's 14 now next month.
Oh,
yeah.
Very good.
Not kids anymore.
Happy birthday, Lucy. And is Molly doing okay, yeah?
Oh, yeah, she's fine. She's in her third year in college at the minute.
So far, yeah.
Keep us busy.
And listen, tell us, what's Ambrex switchgear? It sounds great.
Ian, I'll tell you what we do. We build industrial fuse boards for the likes of shopping centres, hospitals, schools, anything that electrical contractors kind of need, bigger sort of power. We build all the boards for them.
Right, okay. So you have to put. What's different about doing it for a house and doing it for a big shopping centre or a hospital?
Well, you can imagine a house is only a single phase, so 60-20 amps, say.
Right.
And then it's like a shopping centre or something, it needs a lot more power because there's a lot more power needed.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So you'd be using three fins. There's times that we won't even be using cable, yeah. You're using copper.
God, you know, we could talk all day about this, Declan.
I know, right? Yeah. It's a big field. It's a big, big field.
Good morning, Shauna. How are you getting on?
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thank you very much. Good. Just before we go in, Eva was in touch there saying, great to hear you as always. Would you mind saying a big happy birthday to our Peter, who is 9 today?
Happy birthday, Peter.
There you go. He's flat out calving cows with his daddy at the moment.
Oh, my gosh, Peter.
That's the real world. We come in here, we sit on our backsides.
Absolutely.
And we play a few tunes, you know.
Peter has half a day's work done.
Scones. Yes. He says calving cows with his dad.
On his birthday.
My God, good man, Peter. Anyway, hi to dad as well. He'll take some time out today for some cock-a-milish.
Ah, good.
That's Irish, by the way.
Thanks for the translation.
And cup on tea for the day, that's it. Eva, thank you very much for getting in touch. Now, Shauna's doing showbiz, but before that, you're doing a quiz tonight, I believe.
I am.
Right.
Yes. And
is this the first time you've done this?
Yeah, I'm not just doing the quiz.
You're not on a table, you're actually presenting it.
Yeah, and now that it's come to it, I prefer to be at a table. I am MC for a quiz.
Right. I thought you were still going to say, I am
Oh, well, I am. That too. Because now I'm starting thinking about it. I'm like, how does this actually work?
Okay, you've got questions.
I have questions. I didn't write them. Right. I was just given them.
And are they just wordy questions? Or are you able to use a little bit of audio?
No, just word questions.
Questions, okay.
I'm just more worried about what I'm saying in between the questions.
Oh, that's okay.
Am I filling the spaces?
Give people time because they need to talk to their team members. So they don't want you to say. Anyway, I was just saying.
Okay. So you need time to think after each question.
Okay. And what kind of it? Is it music or is it?
It's mixed. It will be all, you know, there's general knowledge, music,
right?
geography. I think history. I need to read them over.
Science, you should really. Yeah, pronunciations.
I need to check that.
Because, you know, there will be a few bright sparks down there who will correct you.
I can imagine.
And there could be a row as well.
I don't want to be in the middle of a row.
So, are you allowed to say where it's on? Or is
yes,
it a secret?
I can. No, yeah. It is on in Manzors in Clane tonight.
Manzors!
Which is the local in Clane.
Is that Manzors?
That's the one.
Oh, Manzors.
Yeah, it's on at 7:30 tonight and it's all in aid of Alexandra Manor Respite Care Centre.
Excellent.
Which is a very worthy cause as well. So
excellent.
That's why I was roped into it. And now I've been roped in. I'm like,
no, you're
going
to do a great job. Brilliant. Okay. And the thing about it is they will listen because they're very competitive people at these quizzes.
Yeah.
So if you start talking, you know, if you were just talking about your life story or something like that.
No, I'm not going to do that.
No, but if you were actually saying, okay, the next question is
okay. Right. So I'll have to have a bit of be firm.
Yeah. Oh, be firm.
Be firm. Okay.
Oh, better woman, eh?
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With Avonmore Supermilk, a super source of vitamin D and calcium.
So that kind of was the showbiz news,
wasn't it?
There
you go. I mean, what else do you need?
It's all happening in Clane tonight. But the other story is, flippin' eck, Benson Boone's past revealed. We only just played him a few minutes ago.
Yeah, and everyone has been talking about his amazing performance at the Grammys on Sunday night.
Yeah.
And like any good Benson Boone performance, it included a couple of flips off the piano. That's something he does. It's become his signature move. He runs up onto his piano, he jumps up on the piano, and then he flips off it.
Fit.
And he is fit.
Yeah.
But it all makes sense now, Ian, because his fans have done a bit of a deep dive on his past.
Don't tell me his dad was in the circus.
That would be good. But this is even better, because it turns out he was actually a competitive diver.
Really?
Yes. He used to dive on his school swim team, and it all makes sense now. No wonder he's so nimble.
Absolutely.
He's able to rip the tux off, run up, jump, and sing, and not a bother to him. It's because he's trained.
Here's the next question. Which singer was once a diver? You can use that one for
there
a tiebreaker now.
Oh,
so there you go. There's the tiebreaker you needed.
I'm losing my Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.